I know you think that I'm really busy during the news breaks, and I normally am. I'll be listening to things or talking to my staff and having a yarn about what we're doing in the next hour and where we're heading. But I'm also organising golf for later today. So I get a text message when I get out of the studio from Ray Warren sent at 9:03, knowing that I'm on the radio, saying, am I sweet today? So in the brief time I had off air, I had to ring Johnny and Tony, my partners, and said, is Rab sweet to play today? I then find out that he's rung Johnny as well as texting me. And so if you are listening, and I know if you're not, your mother-in-law will be, can you please tell him that he's required at 12:35 on either the 1st or 10th tee, please? Rabs, you are required, okay? And no further correspondence will be entered into. There's no pulling out because of a medical condition, because it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too windy, it's too wet, or anything else. 12:35 on the 1st or the 10th tee, you'll be required. I'll join there shortly afterwards. Speaking of that, one of our old mates that Rabs has played with for 40 years is a bloke called Dickie Hoyle, who in December turns 80. And I've mentioned Dickie many, many times over the years. He's a tremendous mate of ours. Simply, he can be a bit of a pest sometimes, but look, he's married to an angel, Judith Hoyle. Now, Judith Hoyle, Judy as she's known to us, is turning 78 today. Dickie's 80 in December. Judy's been married to Dickie for 57 years. Dickie was her first boyfriend, and Judy was Dickie's first girlfriend. Now, in my estimation, having known both of them for a long, long time, this is a woman who deserves every accolade that comes her way. In fact, I think she should be elevated, if it's possible, to Dame Judith Hoyle for services to marriage, given she spent 57 years with this old bludger. Now, I'm with him 4 hours twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, in a golf cart with him. How she's lasted 57 years is a tribute to her patience, her kindness and her generosity. I get him between 8 and 9 hours a week and he drives me cuckoo. In fact, Dickie is so insincere with his concern for others on the golf course every year we play in December for the Dick Hoyle Insincerity Cup, named in his honour. And if he tells me one more time in the cart that he's turning 80 in December, I'll fair dinkum strangle him. Or if he comes up to me on the fourth when it's 130 metres and says, what did you hit? And I say 9-9. He says, I'll be the 5-9. I can't believe it. I mean, I don't care what you hit, Dick. Now, even Ray Warren, despite a friendship of 40 years, is thinking of barring him. If he continues to talk about his trumpet-playing, football-playing, dancing grandsons and granddaughters while we're trying to sink an important putt, that's one of the things he does. You're standing over a putt, could be worth a bit of money, he starts talking about the grandson who plays the trumpet, the granddaughter who's a champion dancer, and won't shut up. Anyway, back to the point. Happy birthday, Judy. As I said, she should be Dame Judith Hoyle for 57 years with old Dick.